is nothing sacred. These days, even pogo sticking's gone extreme. Athletes now compete on turbocharged tubes that catapult them into the air. Jenny Brundin from member station KUER reports on this year's Pogopalooza Festival in Salt Lake City.
What's that kid doing?
He's hopping on a hop rod.
In the summer of 72, my brother Mike was like the kid in this pogo stick commercial, a hopping fool. He swears he broke the world record for most consecutive jumps. That coil spring pogo stick was the coolest thing we could imagine. Just bouncing up and down. That was enough. Fast forward 30 years. Fred Grzybowski gets a pogo stick for Christmas.
Just jumping up and down is like, why?
It didn't make sense to Grzybowski, who grew up in the era of extreme sports. He saw potential. He started doing tricks like spins and jumping without hands.
I thought like I invented this new thing. Oh, extreme pogoing. And then I looked online.
And he found a small group of kids who thought they had invented the sport. The kids began swapping tricks on YouTube, and soon the technology caught up. Some of today's high-performance sticks are filled with compressed air, like this one. Others contain fiberglass or giant rubber bands, and they send jumpers flying.
Everybody that's here, thank you, and welcome to Pogopalooza 7.
The world's only extreme pogo sticking competition is held in a different city each year. At the preliminary rounds on Friday, 30 of the world's best bouncers are competing in four categories: big air, tech, best trick, and high jump, which this year could clear 9.5 feet.
When you're up in the air, it feels like you're flying.
14-year-old Dalton Smith is the youngest competitor. Kids seem to retire around 21.
You gotta quit before you die, I guess.
The sport is risky. The jumpers twist and flip and wipe out a lot. They stop for a few seconds now and again, exhausted. One of the most tiring is this event called Most Jumps in a Minute.
The pogo stick must completely leave the ground to count as a bounce on every bounce.
The crowd appears incredulous as they watch a skinny young man who looks like he's jackhammering. On other tricks, judges look for originality, height, execution, and good landings. Pogopalooza co-founder Nick Ryan says his goal for extreme pogo sticking is respect.
I want to see it become a staple of culture in the same way that skateboarding is and BMX is.
But he concedes the sport has a ways to go.
If you just tell someone like, oh, I'm an extreme pogo athlete, people laugh. I would laugh.
But the crowds will be cheering today when they crown this year's pogo champions. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundin in Salt Lake City.
This is NPR News.